It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And a good Tuesday morning. Welcome along to a Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to us by Golden Plains Insurance. Yes, indeed. Generally, we're also on AM 920 KLMR, but yes, little problems here today.
Internet issue, I understand.
Yes, indeed. Little internet and phone issue and things like that. So if things come back, and they'll join us in progress down there. And if not, we'll just be local here in our part of the Arkansas Valley.
Always got the podcast to go back.
That's right. You've always got that podcast to get back into.
AVseeds.com, and all of our podcasts will be on there.
That's right. In case you don't know who that voice is over there, that is Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds over in Rocky Ford. And, you know, we were kind of, I heard you mention it off mic here. Yeah. You're getting busy this time of year. A lot of people are wanting their seeds for their turf, for their grass, their gardens, flowers, and things like that. Right. So it really does kind of pick up this time of the year. People are starting to think about that right now. Even though it's only 15 degrees outside, people are thinking about that right now. So.
People are chomping at the bit, getting ready to go. They're calling in and asking some great questions about the products that we've got and what's going to work well for their individual application, whether they're grazing or baling or, just doing dust control, that sort of thing. So
that's
we're
it.
Able to help them out and
get
them thinking.
That's good. And I know we'll have some more subsequent shows coming up concerning lawns and gardens and
you
things like that.
Will.
We'll be working on that. But today we're talking fuel.
Fuel.
But we're talking agricultural fuel. So who'd you bring around with you today?
Well, you know, I don't want to sound too naive, but, you know, when I first moved to the Rocky Ford area, I wasn't in agriculture. And, I would see the farm equipment and it would be in the way on the roadway. And then I started to think, you know what? I never see them at the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
Where do these guys get their fuel? And it didn't take long. I got introduced to our guest today, Carrie Soto from Steer Oil. And started realizing, that's how it gets done. They take the fuel to the equipment.
There you go.
And Carrie is here to talk a little bit about that and the services that they offer there at Steer Oil. I know that I go there. I get my oil changed there. You rotate my tires, and you sell me tires when I need them. And, I just appreciate you coming on today, Carrie, because I think what you offer is an important piece of the agriculture puzzle here. And I hope you'd be able just to talk a little bit about what you do and the services that you provide to the folks in the agriculture community locally.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we're located next to Ark Valley Seed there in Rocky Ford.
Oh,
really.
Your next door neighbors, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
We're neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
We're right to the
rocks.
We're right to the south of them. And
We can almost holler and hear each other fine from one desk to the other. We're that close.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
But our main business there in Rocky Ford is bulk fuel deliveries to farms and ranches is what our main business is.
Yeah.
We do have a side tire business and change oil and things on cars. We don't do any heavy mechanic work, but we do light stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know I've needed a couple small repairs done and just as simple things and stuff that I don't have the tools or the time to do, and you've been able to help me out with that there with my car. Yeah, and I appreciate that service. And great group of guys over there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a good group of boys, and they work for you. And so where do you attract such good employees?
Well, we just bring them in as they looking for work, and we hope they work out.
Yeah.
But, right now I've got a good crew of guys that's working for me. And
they're swell fellas.
Yeah. Most people that's close to us there in Rocky Ford or, neighbors and stuff, they know that we sell tires and things. But
sure.
A lot of people don't know that that we do haul the fuel out to these farms and ranches.
Right.
And we've got a big area that we cover. Mm-hmm. We have a bulk plant in Fowler, Colorado.
Okay.
And we basically travel from the Pueblo Mesa to Edison School up in that area.
All right.
We run up and down Highway 10 and clear to Los Animas.
Oh, boy.
So you're serving all the southeastern corner of the state pretty much.
Well, we don't go clear to the corner.
We don't go clear to the corner, but a lot of it. Carrie, give me a little history, if you can, about steer oil, because I know you've been there for many, many years. I remember steer oil from way back in the day when I was working at KAVI there in Rocky Ford back in the 70s and the very early part of the 80s. I know I'm dating myself when I say that, but, you know, steer oil's been there for many, many years.
Yeah, well, we actually, we've been there 15 years.
Is that all? Okay.
Yes.
I remember the name, though, but
we,
yes.
We bought it from Jack Steer.
From Jack Steer.
He was a Conoco, it was a Conoco bulk plant. Mm-hmm. Continental Oil really how it started and went to Conoco. Over the years, Jack bought it from them, and then we bought it from him 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of thought we'd leave the name the same, just because everybody knew where it was.
Well, exactly, you know, because if I hear the name Steer Oil, to me, that's synonymous with Rocky Ford, you know, because it's been there for as long as I've known about Rocky Ford, which is a long time. We won't go there. So, indeed.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the fuel that you provide several different types of fuel, not just leaded and unleaded and diesel, right?
There's other. Well, there's not any leaded fuel anymore, really, per se. It's all unleaded.
See, now I'm dating myself. I remember the old lead or no lead.
There you go, right?
It's basically all unleaded fuel.
Yep, you're not into avgas, are you? You're not into that.
We're not into avgas. The big part of our sales is the dyed diesel fuel for tractors and for the ag community. That's probably half of our fuel sales.
Now, the dyed diesel fuel, they actually add a red dye to that fuel, so that, and that's only just to be able to identify that that was intended for off-road use. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no road tax on the dyed fuel.
Right. Okay. That's where, if folks have heard the term red fuel before, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call it red, but it's officially called dyed diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have clear diesel, which that's attached to the road taxes.
Right. Okay.
And then we have unleaded. We do carry solvents a little bit. We sell kerosene, a lot of motor oils we carry. Yeah. We carry anything. What we have on hand is what people's asked for.
Yeah.
In the past, we know one big supplier of Mystic Oil kind of quit selling it. So we had a lot of our customers ask us to carry it. So
is that a brand?
That's a brand of oil that we carry. And we only carry certain weights of it that our customers have asked for.
Now, I remember years ago when I worked for the water plant, we had the screw pumps out at the wastewater facility out there, old screw style pumps, and it needed a very specific type of grease, which you carried for us. I remember going there and picking up that specific type of grease for you. And that's something that you do often, I'm assuming, for your customers. If they have a specific need, you'll keep what they need on hand so that they'll have that available to them.
We try to. A lot of times how it starts out is somebody will come in and ask for a certain oil.
Yeah.
They give us time to get it for them. Yeah. We'll order it. We'll get it in from my suppliers.
Yeah.
But then if it's a repeat deal, then pretty soon we end up stocking it, so we have it sitting right there for them. And we can move it that way.
It's obvious that you have very good relationships with the customers that you have in the area, your neighbors in the ag community, and that I know that you're a lot like us over at Arkansas Valley Seeds, where Grandpa did business here, Dad did business here, and now I'm here to do business with you because it's just been a good relationship.
Yeah, we have multi-generation customers that Jack probably did business with that we're still doing business with.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And over the years, we've tried to pick up new customers some, you know, and in the middle of that, we did end up with the Standard Oil business out of Fowler. Mm-hmm. We do have bulk tanks in Fowler and a fuel truck up there, and we got those customers.
Very good. And I know also, so when I first moved here, I had propane for my grill, and I would go to one of the convenience stores and swap them out, and I did that until I realized, you know what, I could just go to Steer Oil, and they'll fill up that propane cylinder for me, and it is much less expensive.
To
go that route. And so I imagine there's other people out there, perhaps our listeners that, you know, could go and get your propane there and save a significant amount of money like I did there, because I think you're paying upwards of $40 to fill you know, just to exchange that, and then it's...
I think they're about $25 for an exchange or so, and it's about $40 if you get the new bottle from them. It is not cheap, we'll put it that way.
We fill a lot of what we call barbecue bottles.
£20 cylinder.
And, 20-pound bottles. Mm-hmm. We've got some customers with forklift bottles, we do not haul any propane.
Right.
But we fill right there.
Okay. And you can even do like the 100-pound cylinders.
We do 100-pounders. Yeah. We do some RVs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I know, wasn't it back a number of years ago, I know a lot of ag producers were kind of moving to power a lot of their implements with propane. Mm-hmm. Do you still find a lot of them do that anymore? Or has it kind of shifted back toward diesel and maybe some gas-powered implements once again?
Most of the big stuff is diesel.
Yeah. Is diesel.
There's very few out there that's propane-powered. Yeah. If there is, it's older stuff.
Because I know that was a couple of decades ago, I think, that was a popular move, but then a lot of them started to get away from that again.
Right, most of the big diesel tractors run dyed diesel, and very, very small tractors even run diesel.
Right,
the newer stuff.
Yeah, don't have that many gas-powered
anymore.
You
don't hardly have any gas-powered,
Now, on your gasoline fuel, is there any difference on that when it is for, say, ag production where it's not road tax? Do you dye that as well as you do the diesel fuel? How do you work that?
I'm not sure the history on that. They used to, but we do not now.
Okay.
Some of the farmers, ranchers, they have a tax form they fill out and get some of their money back from the state. Mm-hmm. And then on their federal income tax, they can get it back some there. But it's not really a dyed type situation.
It's not a separate sale type of deal like it is with your diesel then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. And then like in Rocky Ford, we do keep what we call premium 91 octane.
Okay.
All the gasoline basically has 10% ethanol in it anymore.
Right.
We are keeping what we call 100% unleaded gas there that's 91 octane with no ethanol. That's kind of popular with people with chainsaws, lawnmowers, things like that.
And that's because the ethanol has a real damaging effect to a lot of the carburetor components in those smaller engines. And they can gum it up and oxidize.
Yes.
And so it's that's why it's important to have that without the ethanol in it. And that's been a big problem. Years ago, my last life, I was in a propane game. And we were experimenting with putting small engines, chainsaws and so forth, and using portable propane tanks for it. And it got some traction for a little while, but it just never got the popularity that, gasoline engines do. But it was... The concept was is because of ethanol was just emerging at the time and getting to be a thing, and it was important for people to try to find alternatives to that. But so you're able to source that without the ethanol in it pretty easily, or is that tough?
No, it's sometimes it's tough to get. Yeah. A lot of it has to come out of Scott City, Kansas. That's the same way with kerosene and solvent anymore. That it's just not. It's something that's just not out there all the time, so we got sometimes have to go look for it, but we seem to be finding it right now.
Great.
All right. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ, and of course due to some technical glitch that is beyond our control, yes indeed, unfortunately we are not today on AM 920 KLMR, so hopefully they've got something rolling down there, and if everything starts working again, they'll join us in progress. Yeah, that's right. They'll throw the switch and get us going. So we'll be back, folks. And unfortunately, we will not be doing our trivia question here today as you can't call in. So, that's how it goes. That's right. Somebody's got the big hammer out there, and I'm sure they're working on it, just whacking it really hard. We'll be right back. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400 KBLJ. Thanks to Ark Valley Seeds and the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance for bringing you our show today.
Well, gosh darn it, looks like there's a bad storm brewing. Might be getting some strong winds and hail. Sure hope that doesn't come down and damage your crops, darn it.
Hey, there's no need to worry about the weather, Pops. Mother Nature does and always will have a big hand in how our crops turn out. So to make sure we're protected, I just gave Nick Palmer a call over at Golden Plains Insurance. He took care of me and wrote me up a great policy to protect my investment.
Reckon I should do the same thing, call Golden Plains Insurance, huh?
Yep, give him a call at 336-8292, and you best hurry, the March 15th deadline is approaching fast.
Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for for your future.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
The Arkansas Valley Resource Center provides comprehensive services to crime victims of all violent crimes in Bent, Crowley, and Otero counties. These violent crimes include stalking, human trafficking, burglary, homicide, domestic violence, sexual assault, robbery, and bias-motivated crimes. Advocates are available 24 hours a day for crisis intervention, safety planning, and temporary emergency shelter services. We can also help with civil legal advocacy, criminal justice advocacy, relocation financial help, and counseling. If you need an interpreter, we can provide one. We believe that everyone deserves to lead safe and healthy lives free of violence. The 24/7 hotline number is 719-384-7764, or find us online at arkansasvalleyresourcecenter.org.
Hey, it's Ann. Shh, do not tell the bosses. I think we're having fun in the mornings here on AM 1400 KBLJ, especially on TTO. I mean, I live to give Pat McGee a hard time in the morning.
I remember watching that. I'm old. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say anything.
I was a senior in high school when I watched that, okay?
Because I was in pull-ups. Are you okay? Did you just get a visual of that? Little tidy Ann with her red fuzz hair and her little white lace-up high top. You know, walking shoes.
I'm almost going to have to.
Pull-ups. I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
Craziness aside, we bring you all the information that you need. Interviews with community leaders about things going on, news, weather, and, well, the other. That's why it's called TTO. This, that, and the other. And it's brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice. Weekday mornings just after 8 o'clock on Newstalk AM 1400 KBLJ.
Your home is filled with so many special memories, but these days it may be hard to make rent and mortgage payments. There is a free service that can help. ColoradoHousingConnects.org is where you can find free legal help and counseling to help you get through these challenging times. The counselors at Colorado Housing Connects, many of whom are in your community, can help with financial resources, grants, and legal assistance, even if you are facing foreclosure or eviction. Don't wait any longer. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org today for more information. Housing counselors, navigators, and attorneys are standing by to help you keep your home. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org. They can help. Sponsored by Colorado Housing Connects, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Thanks to Golden Plains Insurance for helping out with sponsorship. Before we get back into a Carrie from Steer Oil, Lauren, you got a few things that you want to mention for some other groups that you're working with.
That's right. Yes. You remember a few weeks back, we spoke to the folks from the Southeast Health Group and the Coffee Break Project, right,
yes,
Pat?
Yes.
Well, they came by Friday at the office, and they dropped off a display with a drawing to enter to win a really nice cooler. If you want to swing by 98 South 12th Street, talk to us a little bit about seeds. If not, just come in and fill out the form so that you can win that cooler. And we have a lot of literature there from the Coffee Break Project.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with that, that project is dedicated to bringing awareness to suicides in the agriculture community. And we spoke at length about that during our show, but there's not one of us that hasn't been touched by suicide. And we'd like to prevent that in any way that we can. We just want to bring awareness to that and to the efforts that the Coffee Break Project are bringing to that issue. So please come by 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford, fill out that form, pick up some literature, and have a cup of coffee with us.
All right, very good.
And then the next announcement is, of course, we have our podcast on our website, that's at avseeds.com. You can go on the line there and check out any of the past shows of Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Please give us a call. Let us know if you like the show.
All right.
So, Kerry, again, thank you so much for taking the time to come today to talk with us, because what you provide to the agriculture community is an enormous piece of the puzzle of the agriculture mosaic, if you want to call it that. We understand you need seeds, and you need equipment, and you need fuel to run that equipment, and you need the know-how to do it. So, and I just really appreciate you and what you do, and the reputation you have in the local agriculture community is second to none. Now, when you deliver fuel, sometimes you just go and just fill up the tank on the individual piece of equipment, and then that's good. But now, when I was a boy, years and years ago, back before the cooling of the earth, there was the old man had three tanks in the yard. One had the red dye diesel for the off-road equipment, then the regular diesel for his pickup and so forth, and then unleaded gasoline. You know, is that still a pretty common practice for you to come and top those types of tanks off that, you know?
Yes. That's the main way we deliver to tanks.
Okay.
We've got tanks basically that run from 300 gallons to 2,000 gallons.
Sure.
A lot of customers have multiple tanks there, one for gas or regular unleaded,
mm-hmm.
and dyed, and they might have one for clear.
Right.
It varies on the customer what they have.
Depends on their demand, what they need. Yeah.
Sure. And we've had questions of, what's the minimum we deliver?
Yeah, I was going to get there.
Well,
yeah.
We've delivered 25 gallons.
Yeah.
We try to pride ourselves on getting there as quick as possible.
Sure.
Usually if you call us, we try to get there within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some people out that all say they have just a little tractor in their backyard,
right.
and they've got one of our tanks or their own tanks. We do supply tanks, and some people have their own.
Okay. You lease those out, or
no? As long as they're buying the fuel from us, then we supply them.
Very good.
Okay, good.
And that's just one of the requirements. We ask them to buy it from us, and then we'll supply it.
Well, mm-hmm. sure.
We just delivered two tanks yesterday to a couple guys, gentlemen over Fowler.
Good.
New customers that they're 300 gallon tanks, but they only wanted about 150 gallons for mm-hmm. diesel.
Sure.
I think both of them might have had a little skid loader,
yeah.
where they don't have to go to town. And it's pretty tough to find dyed diesel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lahana has it. I'm not sure where you get it here, but you'd have to go clear. Our place in Rocky Ford has it at mm-hmm. a pump outside, or come inside and we can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you'd go clear up to the Pueblo Mesa, up on the Mesa up there.
Right, before you get
anything
like that.
In between, there's not a lot. Mm-hmm. Between Rockford and Pueblo to even get it.
Right. Now, I know, like, retailers like you, like our filling stations around the convenience stores that have gas and stuff like that, they have to follow all kinds of EPA guidelines for their storage tanks and different things like that. Does that affect, the agricultural producers with their tanks? How does that work out? Or is that a different thing? No?
Yes, somewhat. They have to follow guidelines. They're at the plants. We really have to.
Right. You have to have an area that'll supposedly catch if a tank would burst.
Right, yeah.
That would catch everything that's in that tank.
If it's over so big.
Okay.
Smaller stuff. 500-gallon tanks, there's not a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the cutoff point when you need to?
I think it's around 660.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you had a 500-gallon tank, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just to describe that a little bit more, when you get to a larger tank, you have to have a containment area under that, and it has to be enough area to contain the amount of fuel that's in the tank, and it has to be inspected and certified and all mm-hmm. that. So.
Well, the farms and ranches, they really don't get inspected that I know of.
No, mm-hmm. okay.
They can self-inspect themselves.
Yes. We like that.
Unless
like
it gets over 10,000 gallons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you find any of them, though, putting in those safety precautions just to say keep it out of the rest of their yard or something like that? Mm. If the unthinkable, if you would happen.
Yeah.
You know, nobody thinks of those things until something happens. Yes. Yeah.
Some do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some we have out there that take care of that.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that I want to share a testimonial of your service, because years ago I worked for the water plant and I was doing some work on it with a front end loader out towards the where the dump is there outside of Rocky Ford, moving some dirt, and I ran out of fuel. I wasn't all the way out, but I was dangerously low, and I still had a whole day's worth of work to do, and I had no idea what to do. So I called you folks, and it didn't take probably a half an hour of waiting, and you had sent a fella out to top off just the fuel that that loader needed to get me back to work. And that level of service is so valuable that, because, in any other case, I would have had to have stop working, go back, get fuel, enough fuel to get the loader back into town to fill it up, and it would have cost me got a good part of a day. So I take you understand the need for, when that sort of stuff comes up, you know, it really saves so much time, effort, and money for your customers to provide that service, and I appreciate it.
Well, I hate to say it, but I've been in those situations, so yeah, I know what it feels like to... So that's why we try to work those kind of deals where we can make it work for everybody. I mean, we've had some calls where there's certain situations, like a semi run out of diesel on Highway 50 in the middle of Rocky Ford, and I just didn't have a truck around or couldn't get there. But if we can get there, we'll get there.
Now,
there's some way we can do it.
Right. Now, we have Mark Sarlo in for Twist and Wrenches on Monday from Wallace Oil.
Yep.
He's talked about winter-grade diesel oftentimes, the additives that you put in it and that type of thing. I'm sure on these colder months, you supply that as well to producers if they're running equipment through these months.
Well, all our diesel, we start 1st of September, and we'll do it till the end of March, is we put an additive in there.
The anti-gel, if you want to call it that.
Anti-gel. Right. Mm-hmm. We actually put octane boost in ours. We try to get it to what we call 20 below zero before the cold filter plug point.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't get there. We send tests in, and it come back -7 and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do carry number one diesel in the dyed and the clear. We have a few customers that's feeding cattle that they don't want to have problems. We'll mix it 30% number one with 70%
number two. Mm-hmm.
And that seems to help a lot.
That alleviates those problems generally.
A lot of the problem with additives is it depends on the diesel fuel, the quality of what you're adding it to.
Mm-hmm.
And we buy our diesel, or we get it delivered, some of it from Scott City, Kansas, some of it from here in Lahana.
Mm-hmm.
There's a terminal, one in Fountain, Colorado. And sometimes we don't know exactly sometimes what diesel you're getting. We kind of got an idea.
It's kind of a crapshoot sometimes.
Sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. Of we try to put the same amount of additive to take care of the problem. But like I said, we shoot for 20 below, and we don't hit it all the time. But that's what we're shooting for.
All right. Now, a lot of you see that with the semis, and I don't know what they call the fluid. There's a diesel fluid now, supposedly, that...
DEF.
Yeah, that's what it is, a DEF. Do you guys deal in that as well?
Yeah, DEF, anything fairly new has to run that that's running diesel.
Now, does that include farm implements as well?
Yeah, we've got ag tractors out there, so we're carrying... Well, actually, we're storing at Ark Valley Seed. Since they're our neighbors, we've got two 250-gallon totes that we... stock, and they're keeping it over there for
store them in Lauren's backyard over there, huh?
In his warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we keep drums, 55-gallon drums, and then we sell it in 2.5-gallon jugs right now.
Okay, so that's anything. I mean, from say if you go out and buy a new diesel pickup or something like that, even the cars, they do require that stuff now, and it's to cut down on the emissions from the diesel fuel.
How does that work?
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong guy.
Let's ask the fuel professional. You don't know how it works.
He just knows he has to have it.
You have to have it when you run a diesel.
I'll have to ask Mark that on Monday, next Monday.
Basically, you've got a filter on the machine that is filtering some of the exhaust, and it helps burn some of that at certain times.
Oh.
It'll burn it out to keep it cleaned out, to keep the emissions down.
So it increases the combustion, so it's not as much
emissions. It's really... after the combustion.
That's what
right.
I
mean, and I think they're running like a catalyst on many of those anymore.
Well, that's
too,
basically
they?
What it's
like
cleaning.
Right, it's cleaning the catalyst, right.
Mm-hmm. Gasoline car.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm confused on it as well. I'm not that techie when it comes to that.
And you might ask Mark.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to Mark maybe and see, because, I mean, he deals with a lot of that anyway. Especially with all the Santa Fe equipment and things like that that they service there. All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ. Kerry Sito from Steer Oil in Rocky Ford, our guest today, and Lauren with us as well from Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
Well, gosh darn it, looks like there's a bad storm brewing. Might be getting some strong winds and hail. Sure hope that doesn't come down and damage your crops, darn it.
Hey, there's no need to worry about the weather, Pops. Mother Nature does and always will have a big hand in how our crops turn out. So to make sure we're protected, I just gave Nick Palmer a call over at Golden Plains Insurance. He took care of me and wrote me up a great policy to protect my investment.
Reckon I should do the same thing, call Golden Plains Insurance, huh?
Yep, give him a call at 336-8292, and you best hurry, the March 15th deadline is approaching fast.
Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Hey, I'm Pat McGee, inviting you to join me and Lauren Adams Tuesday mornings, 11:15 to noon on AM 920 KLMR and AM 1400 KBLJ for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We'll be discussing topics related to agriculture with a weekly guest who knows what they're talking about. We'll invite you to call in and be part of the conversation too at 384-2345. We grow together with information from leaders in agriculture on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, 11:15 Tuesday mornings on KBLJ and KLMR.
The Arkansas Valley Resource Center provides comprehensive services to crime victims of all violent crimes in Bent, Crowley, and Otero counties. These violent crimes include stalking, human trafficking, burglary, homicide, domestic violence, sexual assault, robbery, and bias-motivated crimes. Advocates are available 24 hours a day for crisis intervention, safety planning, and temporary emergency shelter services. We can also help with civil legal advocacy, criminal justice advocacy, relocation financial help, and counseling. If you need an interpreter, we can provide one. We believe that everyone deserves to lead safe and healthy lives free of violence. The 24/7 hotline number is 719-384-7764, or find us online at ArkansasValleyResourceCenter.org.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag weather impacts. Well, cold air across southeast Colorado will get even colder later this week as another surge of Canadian air arrives Friday. Temperatures this weekend will probably average 30 to 40 degrees below normal for mid-February, with highs in the single digits and overnight lows 0 to 10 degrees below zero. With little to no snow cover on the ground, these brutal temperatures may cause problems for unprotected wheat, especially the less hardy varieties. A system is expected to move through the cold air this weekend, but only patchy areas of light snow are expected at this time, and the moisture content of the snow will be less than a tenth of an inch. So, no significant relief yet from the severe to extreme drought conditions. The cold temperatures will cause moderate to severe cold stress for livestock, especially newborns or other weak animals, so shelter from the moisture and the cold north breezes will be important. Older animals may need extra rations of feed energy to prevent weight loss, since there could be another 3 to 5 days with temperatures remaining below freezing. Soil temperatures are in the lower 30s and should cool into the upper 20s over the next week, and the frost depth may reach 4 to 6 inches. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag weather impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
She's my cousin. She said she wanted to help us. She said, bring your wife and son. Live and work on our farm. Get out of debt. Come on, we're family. Once we were there, she worked us to the bone without pay. We barely had food. We lived in a trailer. That's not family.
This is human trafficking. It is a crime. If you suspect this is happening to you or someone you know or have seen, go to thisishumantrafficking.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. And phones and internet and all that still dead in the water here, as it is happens. A spectrum all over town. That's right. So
it happens.
Oh, well, I know they've got the big hammers and the skill saws and everything out there. They're working on it real hard. Sure. I don't know if that's the kind of equipment they normally work on that stuff with, but that's probably what I'd use. I'm not sure, you know.
Yep, so. You need a big hammer for just about any job.
That's right. Just give it, just hit it harder. If you can't fix it with that little one, get the bigger one. That's usually how it works. Lauren, you had a couple other things you wanted to touch on here
quick. Yeah, yes. Well, again, I just want to talk about the Coffee Break Project display that's over there at 98 South 12th Street at Arkansas Valley Seeds. Sure hope you'll come by, enter to win that cooler, get some information about that Coffee Break Project. And their theme is, do you look after your neighbors as well as you do your herd or your crop? Mm-hmm. And some tips and things there. Come by, get some of that literature and talk with us there. The other thing is, of course, if you miss an episode of Arkansas Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, you can go to avseeds.com and check out those podcasts. Now, Kerry, just to wrap up a couple of things here, what's the difference between number one and number two diesel?
Well, number one diesel, basically, I believe it has less wax in it to where when it gets cold like it is today or colder, that it doesn't plug up your filters and plug the system up.
Yeah.
Where number two will. If it gets, like I said, we treat it to get to 20 below. If it starts getting below that, then it's, you can see it in the filters. We can see it in even in the fuel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just gets cloudy, right?
Or it's, it starts getting a,
it gets thick is what it does.
It starts getting a thicker look
Well,
to
thanks
it.
For clearing that up because I never knew the difference. Now, Steer Oil has a pump outside where you can go and use a cart system and buy gasoline. Just like any other gas pump, but it's just out there outside of Steer Oil right up there on 12th Street. Can you tell us a little bit about that cart system and maybe how a person can get an account or how does that work?
Well, we've got a cart system there. We've got six pumps there. Two of them's unleaded gasoline, two of them's clear diesel, one of them's dyed diesel, and the other one's premium unleaded with ethanol. Mm-hmm. We do issue our own cards through that system, but you can use a credit card on it also.
Just like you would any other pump?
Kind of. It's a little different than any other pump, your convenience store pumps, but it does take most cards, and we run it that way. We are getting ready to do an upgrade, putting in three new pumps on the south side there, which were supposed to be done at the end of the year, but COVID or whatever you want to call it.
That's right. It's affected everything.
And
yes,
we're
indeed.
Hoping in the next couple months that we get We're getting three new pumps.
Yeah, we'll be looking for
that. To speed it up a little bit. Some of our equipment there is getting a little old and age on it, so we're trying to upgrade it.
All right. Okay. If anybody would like to set up an account or have you deliver fuel to them, how does that work out? How do they contact you?
Yeah, just give us a call at the office there. Phone number is 719-254-3411. And my guys are real good about taking names, and we'll get names and numbers, and then we try to contact you and go from there. It is a little takes us a little time if you do not have any tanks right now for us to be moving tanks. We are a little delayed on that kind of thing, but we try to get it done.
All right, very good. Yeah. Very good.
Better to call early and try to get ahead of this spring planting season.
Yeah. Well, our busy season will start here as soon as this weather breaks and we start getting a little warmer.
That weather starts warming up, people start getting the itch.
Yeah, guys. A lot of guys kind of look at me funny, but our busy season is usually the end of or the middle of February till about the middle of April. Mm-hmm. And then it just tapers off pretty steady business till the end of the year again.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But when guys are out there chiseling and plowing and pulling the heavy equipment, mm-hmm. they're burning lots of diesel, and that's when we get busy.
That's when you get busy, when they're taking care and doing all the doing all the planting prep work. And
the heavy work. We call it the heavy work.
The heavy work right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. It takes a lot of diesel and a lot of power to do it.
All right. Kerry Sudo with us from Steer Oil and Rocky Ford. They're right there on 12th Street, right next to Arkansas Valley Seeds, as
right,
a matter of fact. Yep. You can give them a call at 254-3411 if you'd like more information on what they can do for you, whether you're a producer or just an individual out there in the middle of nowhere that wants your own fuel on property. We'll be right back and wrap things up here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Ann, and y'all know I'm a writer. Y'all might not know that Pat cannot draw. And yet, the other day on TTO, This, That, and the Other, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, we went there. We went there.
The Bits in the Hall. That's going to be our book. We should copyright that name.
Do
That's
going to
be our book, The Bits in the Hall.
So then I said, since I'm the writer and you're not, you can illustrate it.
Well, no, wait a minute. We could illustrate it with stick figures.
Now, I don't know about you, but when you think of a book illustrated with stick figures, do you think of this? CPAT.
Yes.
CPAT work. CPAT work hard. TTO is a community show where we give out information of things happening in your community, and we have a lot of fun. If you'd like to be on TTO, give us a call at 384-5456.
Bam.
CPAT work hard. CPAT say goodbye.
Trent Luce coming up next with Rural Route Radio.
Brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. It's mornings on AM 1400 KBLJ.
Back we are. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on News Talk, AM 1400, KBLJ. A couple of final words, Lauren. What do you have going?
Well, I want to talk about next week's guest.
Okay.
Yeah. We know that there's a new stimulus package in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no matter what your political views are on that, it's coming. It's there. And coming to talk to us about that is Melvin Slagle from the First National Bank is going to talk to us about the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP.
Nice. Okay.
And this apparently in just a short conversation that I had with Mr. Slagle coming up is it's going to be a little bit more accessible to people working in the agriculture industry.
And very much needed,
right,
too, I am
very
sure.
Needed.
Yes, indeed.
So, Tony told me, he says, hey, Lauren, we got to get this guy on the show and really get awareness out there so that those dollars could be brought here to the Arkansas Valley.
All right.
And so he's going to be our guest next Tuesday on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. So please tune in and join us then and call in. Be a
That's
part
right.
of the conversation.
We'll do. And hopefully phones
Heck
and everything phones will be working next week. That's right. All right. That'll wrap it up today. Thanks to Kerry from Steer Oil. Thank you so much.
You've
been very informative.
Really appreciate you coming.
We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 11:15, with more Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 at KBLJ. Have a great Tuesday. Stay as warm as you can, everybody. Definitely do that. The Arkansas Valley's news at noon is next.